Can you read a little bit of that?
Appellant's claim that he was not competent to stand trial was rejected because a hard look at the record showed that even if...
This is Mirage, an inmate here at Phillips State. He's not reading an actual legal document, but a short story he's written, The Indictment of Victor Frankenstein, set in the present day.
So does that sound authentic?
Yeah, that sounds authentic.
They laugh at Instructor Bill Taft's question. The 11 students in this white cinder block classroom definitely know legalese when they hear it, at least as well as they know Mary Shelley's classic tale of the man who created a monster.
So that's a great example of fiction. Think about authenticity and think about form. You don't have to...
These students have also read Paradise Lost, The Brothers Karamazov, and Rousseau's Confessions, among other works. Sarah Higginbotham started this program in 2009.
In the first week, they read the entire epic poem, The Odyssey, including the 63-page scholarly introduction, which I admit I had not read. So that's the kind of work ethic I met at the beginning, and so I quickly had to make the course much more difficult, even than I would for standard undergraduates.
This is not because the prisoners are guys with tons of time on their hands, says Bill Taft.
Actually, all our students are incredibly busy. They work a number of jobs. It's not unusual for the students to come to my class at 9:30 a.m. after having spent the night working in the prison bakery. But they show up and they do the work.
All men hate the wretched. How then must I be hated, who am miserable beyond all living things? Yet you, my Creator, detest and spurn me, the creature to whom thou art bound by ties only dissoluble by the annihilation of one of us. So I'm Mary Shelley's Frankenstein. And I think that once I read it here, it was amazing to me because, you know, I actually kind of related to the monster.
This student, Carlito, has taken these classes since he arrived here 9 months ago.
You know, he's hated, he's... You know, he's wretched and he's all of these things. And even though he strives to do everything that he can to improve himself, it's never enough. He's never accepted. I kind of relate to that.
Why do you identify with that?
Well, I think everybody in prison will to some degree. And I think that it's a point of being able to say, you know what, even though that we may have made mistakes, you know what, we're human just like everybody else.
I knew that Nikki was a very special girl and I wanted to make her happy. I wanted to take her to a really nice restaurant to get something.
Phillips State is what they call a close security facility, one step below a maximum security prison. These inmates have committed crimes ranging from drug offenses to murder. Yet this program takes a different approach from the school of thought that says the entire prison experience should only be about punishment. Bill Taft says that's intentional.
If we don't listen to the inmates, we reduce them to stereotypes. And that type of stereotyping allows us to ignore the reality of the mass incarceration issue. And he decides, a great classic narrative structure right there. But yeah, make sure in your essay.
A report from a state-appointed panel last year projected Georgia's prison population could reach 60,000 by 2016. That's a 6% jump. The prison education reform announced by Governor Deal in June aims to curb that growth, and Sarah Higginbotham says she's glad for it.
I think that the Deal administration recognizes that post-secondary education in particular, even more than vocational training, even more than drug counseling, is the most effective way to reduce recidivism. In the United States, education is a privilege. But it's not a privilege that we have figured out how to offer to everyone. I grew up, my father was a professor, my mom was a public school teacher, and I had every opportunity to study, to learn. The students that we're working with at Phillips State, in many cases, have not had those same opportunities.
Let's see, so I have several Richard Wright haiku, but this is one of my favorites.
Taft unfurls a large sheet of butcher paper with a poem on it by Richard Wright.
Who wants to read the haiku out loud?
A train crashes past. A butterfly still is a stone on the humid earth.
The two images which seem to be compressed in this are what?
The train, because the train crashes past, is speed, but the butterfly is still. So you have movement and you have stillness. So it's an opposite.
That's what I'm talking about.
But I think it's also, too, is that we want to do our best for the professors.
This is Carlito again.
And I think that when they challenge you, that it does. It kind of awakens something inside you, and that you want to rise up and meet that challenge.
The instructors would like to expand their program to include a number of liberal arts subjects and to meet several times a week instead of just once. This fall, they're offering a multidisciplinary class that combines elements of economics, criminal justice, and English. Kate Sweeney, WABE.